Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's Halloween. You can tell by all the zombies on the street, but if you're too old for trick-or-treating, there's some grown-up movies to watch. This week, I'm looking at a Dutch gangster flick about a man who doesn't know where he's going, a Swedish comedy about a man who doesn't know where his marriage is going, and an English psychological thriller about a woman who doesn't know where her memories have gone. Wolf, directed by Jim Taihutu. Majid, played by Marwan Kenzari, is a kickboxer who lives in an ethnic enclave in suburban Netherlands. Son of Moroccan immigrants, he still shares a room with his little brother in his parents' desolate high-rise flat. He works at the same place his dad spent 30 years in unrelenting dedication. It's a quintessentially Dutch job. He drives a forklift at the daily flower auction held early each morning near Schiphol Airport. He doesn't like it because it's boring. He'd rather be out on the street with his Weasley best friend Adil, played by Shemseddin Amar, or training in the afternoon at kickboxing. But he's forced to work there because he's on parole. He got caught dabbling in petty theft, like snatch and grabs for extra cash. Now, his older brother Hamza is his parents' darling, but Majid, he doesn't study, he doesn't go to mosque, and his brother's dying of cancer. The one thing he's good at, Majid's good at, is fighting, and a kickboxing win could generate some cash. But he messes up on his first fight by ignoring the ref and clobbering his opponent nearly to death. Watching the fight was a gangster kingpin, a successful Turkish immigrant named Hakan, played by Kahil Olmuz. He hires Majid as a backup heavy in a high-level drug deal, and it seems Majid has other skills than kickboxing. He can think on his feet and pull out a gun really fast, and he speaks Arabic, which the Turkish gangsters do not. So he has a meteoric rise, but how long will it last? Will it interfere with his true ambition, his boxing career, and will he ever make his father proud of him? Shot in stunning, sharp black and white, Wolf is an interesting look at the gangster world sympathetically told through the eyes of a second-generation immigrant. The racism they face, their dead-end lives, and how the lure of money and power can drag some people into organized crime. It covers a lot of ground, and it leaves some of the stories unfinished. And it's also one of those movies where the female characters are basically stoic mom or big-breasted girlfriend. Not important characters. But still, Kenzari has a dynamic screen presence. And Olmuz, as the crime boss, and Amar, as his shifty best friend, round out the cast nicely. Worth seeing. Before I Go to Sleep, directed by Rowan Joffe. Christine, played by Nicole Kidman, wakes up in a strange bed with a strange man, thinking, "Where am I? What did I do last night? How did I meet this guy?" He soon sets her straight. He's her husband, a patient, kindly schoolteacher. Ben, played by Colin Firth, is there each morning to help her recover. Recover from what? From total amnesia. She suffered a nasty bump on the head, which wiped her memory clean. And each night when she goes to bed, everything she learned that day disappears. So to combat this and to try to recover her memory, she also meets secretly with Dr. Nash, played by Mark Strong. He's a neuropsychologist. With his help, and unbeknownst to her husband Ben, she records a video each night as a letter to herself the next day. She discovers along the way that her amnesia came from a horrible beating. But who did it? And she's haunted by images of a third man, a guy with a scar on his face. So beautiful Christine is caught between the smart and handsome doctor and the comforting and patient husband. Both of them seem to be hiding something from her. Which one can she trust? Or should she only trust herself? This is a good, tight psychological thriller that keeps you guessing to the end. It's angsty and scary, and you feel for poor Christine as she gradually recovers her past and the pain and regret the memories bring her. Three main actors, King, Strong, and Firth, are all good in their respective roles. Good, tense thriller. The problem? After it's over, you start to think about it too hard and the whole plot falls apart like a house of cards and none of it actually makes sense. Force Majeure, directed by Ruben Östlund. Thomas and Ebba, played by Johannes Kuhnke and Lisa Loven Kongsley, are a happily married Swedish couple, with their two cute kids Vera and Harry, played by Clara and Vincent Fettergren, real brother-sister, they take a much-needed vacation in the French Alps. Thomas spends too much time at work or on his smartphone, so this is where family bonding and quality time is going to take place. And sure enough, they pose for photos, they go skiing down the side of the mountain, and they even wear matching pale blue thermal underwear. But one day, when they're up at the open-air restaurant on the roof of the chalet, something terrible happens. A fierce avalanche sends tons of snow thundering down the stunning peaks, covering them in a white cloud. And in a moment of panic, Thomas grabs his phone and runs away, leaving his wife and kids cowering underneath the table. Moments later, turns out just a false alarm, and he creeps back. But things start to fall apart in the family. Thomas tries to erase the whole incident from his memory, and when it comes up in conversation with other tourists, he denies it even happened. The kids are furious. Ebba, his wife, is flabbergasted. If Dad won't protect them or even admit to his failings, how can they ever trust him? Ebba, meanwhile, doesn't know what to do, and she's surrounded in behind all the closed doors in the chalet. She discovers that everyone's out there having casual sex, and she's trying to be just a good mom. Later, they encounter a bearded hipster, traveling with a much younger woman, and they all fall into deep discussions of bravery, morality, and masculine pride, dragging them even deeper into this strange family drama. Can the four of them ever recover? So the whole story is told against the futuristic minimalist chalet. It looks like a Kubrick movie, all blonde wood, clanking ski lifts and moving sidewalks. And they play with toy drones over the mountains. Loud sounds of cannons add a lurking, sinister tone of impending disaster to what should be a normal tourist ski trip. Force Majeure is a brilliant comedy at the same time as a clever social drama. It's a great movie. Before I Go to Sleep and Force Majeure open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Wolf is released on DVD next week. And look out for the Kubrick exhibition opening soon at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.